columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
We are ready for the official weigh-in with the main event of the evening, the highly anticipated rematch for the WBC and lineal heavyweight championship of the world. First, standing at 6 feet 9 inches from Manchester, England, here is the undefeated lineal heavyweight champion. The stage, standing at 6 feet 7 inches from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, here is the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder.
Woo! Woo! I got chills. We're going right out to Vegas right now, where our good friend Mike Pritchard is there. Mike, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm heading down to all the hoopla and all the mess right now.
I love it. What is the vibe of the city with, I mean, boy, there's always big fights in Vegas. So maybe I should just ask you, as somebody who grew up there, has been around this stuff, what is this fight compared to others in the past?
Well, anytime you can hype up a heavyweight fight, it's the Mecca. You know, I was at Bull Holyfield. I was at numerous heavyweight fights here in town. I was at Mayweather fights. I've been to Pacquiao fights, Ricky Hatton, you know, UFC. But anytime you can hype up a heavyweight fight, and we're talking about heavyweights, these guys bulked up for this one. So anytime you can do that, it's a big fight. I think the entire United Kingdom is in Vegas right now for Tyson Fury. I mean, it is off the hook right now in terms of the vibe in Vegas.
You know, it's got to be interesting kind of switching markets like you have, going from Denver, you know, talking about Broncos most of the time, dabbling in other stuff and hanging out with all of the Denverites. Now all of a sudden going to Vegas and you got stuff like this going on. I mean, what's sports talk like in regards to events like this?
Oh, Tyler, it's crazy, man. It's like the Raiders are on the back burner. I mean, nobody's even thinking about the Raiders out here. But you have the Golden Knights. They beat down Tampa last night. They got Florida coming up. And you got this fight tomorrow night, too. That hockey match against Florida tomorrow night, by the way. And then you had the Democratic caucus. You had President Trump in here. I mean, there's so much going on. You have the Miracle and Ice reunion this weekend, too. It is nuts. And you're right. I mean, it's hard to cover everything. You just got to pick your spots, but certainly, I mean, that's why people are here. That's why people enjoy the city. I mean, if you're bored in Vegas, there's something wrong with you.
You know what, Pritch, I was in Vegas the first time Roy Jones lost to Tarver. And when you look at this matchup between Fury and Wilder, what side are you more leaning towards?
You know what, Nick? This is an interesting fight, man. This is Orlando Franklin versus Tyler Columbus.
I really don't want any part of that. Big O's got some.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Wilder beefed up to 231. He's normally like a 210, 212 guy.
Okay.
Tyson Fury beefed up to 273. Mm. And he's 6'9", and Wilder's 6'7". So the first match, okay, you're thinking about the controversy. You know, you had Wilder winning one judge had Wilder winning at 115, 111. The other judge had Fury winning 114, 112, and then another judge had it a draw.
Mm.
So the fact that these guys have beefed up, the fact that these titans, these giants have beefed up, I think they're going to look to get each other out of there, and we're going to get the fight that everybody's looking for. So I know Fury's going to dance. He's going to try to box a little bit. But Wilder, I think he's going to throw some haymakers and try to get Fury out of there if he can.
Fury seems to me the overwhelming popular, I won't say favorite, but popularity it seems to be going for Fury. Wilder's an American. Are we missing something here? Why are we so in love with Fury? By the way, I am rooting for Wilder. 100%.
Okay.
I'm taking the American over the British dude in this every single time. And man, I don't know, man. You knock somebody down to me twice. Why don't you win? I don't quite get it. That's maybe my naive boxing thing. So I'm rooting for Wilder, but why is Fury so popular? And it seems Wilder's is the bad guy here.
America.
Fury, like I said, the entire United Kingdom is in Vegas right now. So, you know, you think about Conor McGregor and what he is in Ireland. You think about Ricky Hatton back in the day, what he was to the United Kingdom of Great Britain. I mean, you think about Pacquiao from an international standpoint. From an international standpoint, these guys are global. You know, Wilder, yeah, he's American, but how many heavyweights outside of Holyfield and Bo and, you know, Tyson back in his day, heavyweights, American heavyweights, have been that champion, right? That popular champion. And Wilder, just from a global standpoint, isn't as popular as Fury. I think Fury, his charisma in the ring and how he handles himself and who he is as a person, he's well-spoken that way. I mean, I think that's an attraction too. But I think Fury just has that global attraction, D-Mac. And Wilder, you know, people know who he is. He's a knockout artist. But he just isn't that Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield type of champion at this point.
Well, Mike, what kind of flaws have you seen in Wilder's fight game?
You know, the only thing, Nick, I think he'll punch himself out. He can do that. I mean, Fury is a boxer. He's a big guy. He's 273, and he's 6'9". But yet he's got some movement, right? Wilder, he wants to throw some haymakers. He wants to get you out of there. And there's a risk, the fact that he's beefed up, that he could punch himself out and get caught. But he's got some stiff jabs. I like that. I like the fact that he's on the offensive a lot of times. I think we're going to get that great fight. Everybody who's not going to be at the fight is talking about buying it. So it's one of those type of events right now. So hopefully the fight plays out that way.
Well, hey, man, this isn't the only big event coming up in Vegas. Just a couple weeks here, we're going to have a big old Pac-12 tourney that might be showcased by the Buffaloes. Can I come hang out at your house? Can I stay with you?
Absolutely, man. Come on out, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. You're right. You know, just in a matter of days, we got the combine coming up. And Vegas is the only city where football is on the back burner right now. They got the draft coming up, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the draft out here, man. They're talking about all these events, and you're right, conference championship week. You got the West Coast Conference, you got the Pac-12, you got the Mountain West, and you got so many conference championships in town that week, too. So, yeah, come on out, man. Have a good time out in Vegas.
All right, Pritch. Who are you picking? Who are you taking?
I want Wilder. I'm like you. I want Wilder to win. I think if he does, because this fight is getting all of the hype, then we'll get that next great heavyweight champion that we can all hype up. I mean, the controversy, you mentioned it earlier, the controversy has led to this overhype of a fight, but I hope it lives up to the billing, and if it does and Wilder pulls it off, it's going to be great.
We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Thanks, Mike.
All right, fellas.
See you, buddy.
Mike Pritchard. Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
It just, boy, it when is. It rolls off your tongue, it just a certain look on your face, D-Mac.
Oh, I do love Vegas. I'm not going to lie. That's some good times in Vegas.
Have some
bad times in Vegas.
you know what's going to be incredible?
That's why it's Vegas, right? Anything can happen.
You know what's going to be incredible?
Yes, indeed.
Our yearly, and it just has to happen, our yearly 104.3 The Fan trip to Vegas.
Let's go.
With the Broncos play. I mean, this just has to happen.
It has to happen.
Right.
No choice.
I mean, we can get some fans involved. We can do it all. I mean, we need to be there, most importantly.
Got to be there.
Yeah.
So just make
mostly the afternoon drive has to be there.
Got to be there. We'll shoot some videos.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll throw each other against the floor and break each other's ribs.
make it a road trip. Bring some fans along. Get a bus.
I'll bring a lifeline alert.
Sure, the fans can take the bus. I'll see them there. Yes.
I mean, this just has to happen. This is like, this is just a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Put it in the contract.
You can keep the Super Bowl on the East Coast. We're going to Vegas to see the Broncos Raiders.
Yes.
Once a year.
Yes.
Conferences are great.
You're in a Wolfpack?
I'm in a one-man wolf pack. Yeah, that's me. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. Yeah. there's some impressions going on. It's always funny to hear impressions. One is by Frank Caliendo, and this is something CU Buffs fans, I'm very, very curious how they react to who Frank Caliendo is making fun of, because they have to deal with it. The other is an impression of me by Mark Schlereth, which is insulting, and why you'll enjoy it. You'll hear all of those next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
If you want to see the video of the wolf pack hurting each other, we encourage you to do so at 1043thefan.com. The Islanders. It's so funny. Oh, we were dying laughing.
The Gladiators.
Talking about, oh, man. The funny part is when you watch the video, the funny part is to realize both Duhuff and Stink hurt themselves doing the let's just.
I mean, but, are you really friends unless you hurt each other?
Let me give you Stink first, and then I'll get to something else that is more something that everybody in the Pac-12 has to deal with, which is it has stirred quite a bit of debate. But here's Mark doing his impression of me.
Just remember, though, D-Mac was also the guy that said, you can't draft a guy that you haven't talked to. Nobody drafts a guy that you haven't talked to. You got to talk to a guy before you draft him. There's no way they're going to take Bradley Chubb because they didn't talk to him. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. I think that was exactly the way it came out, as I recall.
That's too funny.
That does sound like you.
I can get going. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it happened earlier in the show today. I just
lost it.
Yeah, that goes back to the conversation about how preposterous it was for the Broncos to take somebody with the number 5 overall draft pick that they didn't speak to Bradley Chubb at the combine, and they didn't bring him in for a visit.
Worked out.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see?
Oh, I don't think it worked out at all. I think it was an opportunity to draft a quarterback.
I'm going to clarify for you so your words don't get confused. You're not saying that Bradley Chubb has not worked out. You're saying the organizational decision to not take a quarterback was not the correct decision.
Okay, sure. You probably said that better than me.
I'm trying to not get you crushed by everybody.
All right, I'm not saying Bradley Chubb is a bad player. In fact, just the opposite. The real reason why they didn't talk to him, they just didn't think he was going to be available. They really didn't. Nobody did. The Broncos revealed that they did mock drafts, and in dozens of mock drafts that they did internally, he was never available. The day of the draft, the team that should have taken Bradley Chubb was the Cleveland Browns. And instead, they went with Denzel Ward. It was shocking. So what I was saying there is the process of the Broncos, to me, was so flawed. So Mark is right. I said repeatedly, they're not going to take Bradley Chubb because who in the world would make a decision like that and never talk to the guy at the combine or bring him in for a visit? It just didn't make sense. And I'm right about that because that's how the Broncos were operating at the time. They were making decisions that really didn't make sense. That was one of dozens. They have changed their process completely since that time. And I promise you this, it will never happen again. They will never draft somebody with a top 10 pick and never have spoken to them. They were burned more specifically by...
I definitely don't know about that.
Well,
that is not uncommon, you realize. Like, that happens league-wide all the time.
It happens enough for you to be able to say that.
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it's going to change.
I believe the Broncos are a smarter organization now than they were a few years ago. I just believe that. If you think it differently, fine. But you wouldn't hire somebody, and essentially you're getting hired when you're getting drafted. You just wouldn't hire somebody without finding what kind of person they are.
But when it comes to maybe other positions outside the quarterback, you don't really have to talk to them that much.
Oh, really? You don't think a deeper conversation with Garrett Bowles wouldn't have revealed a few things?
No, I mean, they talked to Paxton.
Yeah, I mean,
they made mistakes. Listen, right? The Broncos made mistakes.
But that is, well, once again, you're landing out right there. Just because you talk to a player, that doesn't necessarily mean that you find out everything you need to know about that player to make a great decision.
Nick, okay, fine. But what organization in the world would hire somebody and invest in them without having a conversation with them?
Well, not many.
Yeah, not many. But
just say not many. We can move on.
But when we look at, football,
because it's not worth debating.
No, but when we look at football, it could be a little different.
No,
with
it's
a lot
not.
A lot of players.
And you really want to go through this?
I mean,
you really want to make an argument with me about why it's smart to hire somebody that you're going to invest millions of dollars in and never talk to them? You really want to go there?
I mean, we can have this conversation.
I don't want to because it's dumb.
But we've seen organizations in the past actually do this,
Nick,
and they've been successful.
We've seen Enron. We've seen a lot of bad organizations. We've seen all sorts of dumb things.
You're talking...
How's John... See, we're going there now.
So you're talking corporate America opposed to football when it's
sorry,
a little different.
I'm sorry. Are the Broncos not a multi-billion dollar organization?
Yes, they are.
All right.
But you want to take this a step further. Take this a step further.
You're defending John Elway here.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Very dicey territory.
Look, I'm not trying to defend any clerks because there's a lot of fantastic clerks out there. But if you're hiring a clerk at King Soopers, the manager might not actually meet all of them, you know. But if you're hiring the manager, the owner is going to meet the manager. When you're hiring somebody to pay them millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It would make sense to me to have
conversation. John Elway doesn't have to sit down with Riley Dixon, who he's going to take in the seventh round as a punter. That's fine. We're talking about the number 5 overall pick. It's a bad process. I'm not saying Bradley Chubb is a bad player, but it's a bad process. And the Broncos were in a weird stage back then. And if you look at the decisions they made back then, look what they've done since then. They have fired coaches multiple times. They have fired their money guy. They have fired almost everybody. Everything they do now is different from the way they used to do it. Save me about how sophisticated and brilliant the Broncos are by not talking to somebody they decided to... See, here I go. I'm going to calm down.
Bradley Chubb continues to show his maturity.
It's not about... It's not about Chubb. It's about your process and how you do things. And the way the Broncos had done things was preposterous. And that is why they have missed the playoffs for 4 years in a row. That is why they've had back-to-back-to-back losing seasons for the first time since the 70s. It's why the culture has disintegrated to the degree that it's at right now.
I just wanted to see you walk through that door because I wanted to see you get hyped one more time. You couldn't help it.
It's not about Bradley Chubb. It's about how they do things. And they've changed things now. And
I don't know that they've changed that. I think you're assuming a lot and saying that they've changed that because there are a lot of organizations that operate under the exact same premise that you just described. Mike Shanahan did it all the time. And look, I'm not going to.
When was the last time Mike Shanahan was a head coach? Simmer down.
I'm not going to argue with you that, yeah, it makes sense to talk to somebody that you're going to pay millions of dollars to. In my mind, the competitive advantage thing of trying to disguise who you're interested in, I've never quite understood that because you could just interview all of the best players and then how does anybody know who you're interested in?
Right.
But reality is a lot of organizations operate like this, and I don't know why you're assuming that Denver's changed that.
All right. I'll give you a test.
Okay.
What was besides Bradley Chubb, what was one player taken in the first round in the past 4 years who did not at all ever talk to a team?
I don't know. I'm sure
you
that there
said,
are guys.
You said there was a lot.
I don't know the answer to it, but I'm sure there are guys.
I bet you there was none.
Since Bradley Chubb.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how to quantify this. I don't know how to search that on Google. I mean, go ahead and try to search that one on Google.
Yeah, good luck.
Find the answers.
I just ruined a weekend for somebody.
Yeah.
Richie? Okay.
But them teams have adopted this process, even though it's frustrating, D-Mac.
Stop, Nick. They have not adopted this process. Dumb teams make mistakes. You get 30 visits at your place. You get dozens at the combine. That's a wrap.
Well, why don't you see that little fancy website of Pro Football Reference and see if you can pull it up? Because I know you pull up a lot of things.
Well, what else?
How many teams have drafted guys and not really
I'm not going to do the research because I'm quite convinced they all talk to their guys.
See, that's what you are convinced that
how
they
do.
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to defend it. Like, I'm actually in agreement with you. Okay. I would definitely talk to somebody that I'm going to pay millions of dollars to. Without a doubt, I would talk to them as many times as I possibly can, which actually goes into my theory of why I think it's dumb for the Broncos coaches to not be at the combine, because it's one extra opportunity to talk to all these guys. So I'm actually with you. I'm just acknowledging that there's a lot of teams out there that operate under that philosophy.
I'll just wait for one example. You say a lot, so finding one example should be easy.
Oh, my gosh. Richie, help me out here.
Right.
I'm trying
Richie,
to do a show.
Do all the work, Richie.
I'm trying to do a show.
Richie!
Don't make me...
Help me, Richie!
Yeah.
Hey, Dragon, get on it. Maybe that should be Richie's new nickname, Dragon.
Hey,
there
listen,
you go.
And if you don't find the stats the way I want you to, I will put you in a supine... Flex and the Saturday night, what is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, the Saturday night ride.
I have funnier stuff with Frank Caliendo. You got me all hyped up.
Huh?
I can't believe you walked right through that door.
All right, let's hear some funny stuff from Frank Caliendo. And there's more, there's word that there's more players that are going to be released. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that?
Yes.
All right. And we got the rewind?
Rewind.
Oh, man, we're going to see that. We got our XFL preview.
Ooh.
Do we have the XFL preview?
We're still
doing that, huh? Okay. All right, hey, stick around. We have yet to...
We know what we're doing.
Sort of. Next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.